Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, and through whom also He made the universe. When people want to know God's will, they often search for a voice. Some look for signs in nature, others for whispers in their hearts. Some chase after visions or dramatic experiences. But the writer to the Hebrews reminds us that we don't need to guess where God speaks. We already have His clear word. Long ago, God spoke through prophets like Moses and Isaiah. Their words were true, and they pointed forward to something greater. All those voices prepared the way for the day when God would speak through His Son. And that day has come. In Jesus, God has spoken once for all. Do you want to know how God feels about you? Look at His Son. See Jesus reaching out to touch the untouchable leper. Hear His voice calming the fearful. Watch Him carrying your sins to the cross. Listen as He cries out, "It is finished." That is God's message to you. No uncertainty. No guesswork. God loves you, forgives you, and calls you His child. Notice also how Jesus is described. He is the heir of all things, the one through whom the universe was made. This is no ordinary messenger. When He speaks, it is not merely advice or suggestion. It is the voice of the eternal Son of God. And that means you can trust His promises with complete confidence. So when doubts arise, when your heart longs for assurance, you don't need to wait for a special sign from heaven. You already have the greatest sign. God has spoken by His Son. Open the Scriptures. Hear Him there. His word is living and active, still speaking forgiveness and peace into your life today. Lord Jesus, You are the final and full Word of God. When I am tempted to look elsewhere for assurance, turn me back to You. Let me rest in Your promises, for in You I hear God's love loud and clear. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.